You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Game one of the NLDS between the Dodgers and Diamondbacks in L.A. Arizona riding high after their wild card win. L.A. coming in with the best record during the regular season. They send Clayton Kershaw to the hill. He's looking to improve on his 4-7 career postseason mark. Picking up in the first, two men on for Justin Turner facing Taijuan Walker.
Is hit in the air to deep left. And the Dodgers jump on top 3-0 on a home run by Turner.
Taijuan got that fastball down in his happy zone. He likes to work the top part of the zone. He missed his spot that time, and it was over the middle of the play, and Turner made him pay.
Runner not going, and Puig into the right, left center field. Right center field, and all the way to the wall, extra bases. Pollock plays it well, gets it back in. Here's a runner trying for the plate. Here's a throw, and not in time. Scoring is Bellinger on a double by Puig, and it's 4-0 L.A.
Puig saw a lot of pitches at a bat, got one he could handle, and shot it to right center. Pollock was running towards it, but that ball was slicing a little bit away from him.
And Drury takes strike three. Never swung the bat. Kershaw just throwing three right over the plate. Sits him down, one out. Technical director. The 2-2 pitch coming. Marte swinging a miss on the off-speed pitch. Now Mathis down the left field line. That ball may go. That ball is gone. Back to back. Go Marte and Mathis. And it's a 7-4 ball game. And the crowd getting a little uneasy here at Dodgers Stadium in the seventh inning.
And they should be.
And a line drive that gets by Goldie down into the right field corner. That'll be an extra base hit. The run will be in to make it 8-4. And Seager's on his way to third. And he'll get in there without it. Well, he does draw a throw. But a triple, and the score goes to 8-4 Los Angeles.
That ball was really crushed. Nothing Goldie could do about that one. Just whizzed by him.
The Dodgers take game one of the NLDS by a 9-5 final. Clayton Kershaw gets the win despite becoming the first Dodgers pitcher in history to surrender four homers in a game. Turner goes 3-for-4 as 5 RBIs tied Pedro Guerrero and Davey Lopes for the most ever in a postseason game by a Dodger. The D-backs come up short in game one. Manager Torey Lovello spoke after.
Well, we have been very resilient. We've had some tough losses, and you know, this is playoff baseball, and we know that we're built for moments like this. We've been battle tested all year long, but no, it's one game. It's one game. It was a tough day for us. Obviously, we didn't do some of the things that we were used to doing, and we got beat. So I know this team is going to regroup and be ready for a tough game tomorrow. No regrets whatsoever. You know, he was the choice, the clear-cut choice. We held him back off of the wild card roster for the potential of this happening. And, you know, he never got in a rhythm. And you got to sometimes give the Dodgers credit. They hit a couple mistakes. And unfortunately, he never got grounded and, you know, made the decision to take him out after the first inning after with, you know, 48 pitches into one inning is a lot for any pitcher to absorb. And I felt like it would be the best move to kind of flip-flop their roles and maybe get Taijuan out of the bullpen later in the series. So it was nothing that we regretted, nothing I regretted making him the starting pitcher today. I just think he didn't execute a game plan and get grounded and get into a flow.
Paul Goldschmidt couldn't get anything going at the plate in game one. He goes 0-for-4 with a strikeout. He spoke after the game.
We, you know, got a few runs there off of him. And their bullpen came in and started out for a couple innings. We were able to scratch one across in the ninth. Just kind of attitude. You never know what's going to happen. And just try to keep scoring. You know, I think the familiarity with them makes it a little bit more normal than if you're traveling across country and playing teams that you don't really know that much about. So, I mean, you understand that it's a playoff game, but we play here all the time.
J.D. Martinez, a nice effort with 3 hits in the loss, but it wasn't enough. He talked after.
Well, Kershaw came out. You know, pitched great. Obviously, right off the bat. Fortunately, after we were able to get to him later in the game. But you gotta tip your hat to them too. You know, they kept battling, they kept putting up runs every time we chip closer. Absolutely. I mean, I feel like it's gonna be like this all series, not just game one. It's gonna be a grinder. It's gonna be, you know, the team that executes the most is gonna win.
Taiwan Walker takes the loss. He allows four runs over just an inning of work. He talked to the media after the game.
No, I just felt like they had a really good game plan against me. Really aggressive on the fastball. There's some good off-speed pitches that they took. They just had a better game plan. Stay confident. You know, I've had success with this before, and you know, it's baseball. You know, these things happen. And, you know, I just got to stay confident and just bounce back next time.
The D-backs will try and even the series on Saturday as they send Robbie Ray to the mound.